USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
How much should we pay for a recovery? That's a question that's been at the heart of negotiations over a coronavirus stimulus package. The White House has put forward a $1.9 trillion package, while House Democrats have countered with a $2.2 trillion bill. But should Republicans be willing to pay more? Yes, says Florida Senator Marco Rubio. He tells CNBC that he's willing to agree to a larger bill because the cost of doing nothing may be higher.
Look, I'm not happy about the cost associated with it, but I do think the cost of not doing something is potentially even higher, especially since some of that money that we're talking about in the 1.6, whatever number they arrive at, is repurposed money, like the PPP money that was unused. So it's not new spending. In the end, I think we run the risk here of structural damage to components of our economy if we don't do something.
This is USA Radio News.
Okay, some good news during a challenging time for everybody, and this could really help. You may know hundreds of thousands of people have already made the switch to MediShare, which is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And with so many people looking at how they pay for healthcare right now, seeing premiums going up or the cost of COBRA plans, MediShare has a special offer and a lot of people are taking advantage of it. Simply apply by October 30th and they will waive your new member fee. That's $170 savings. And of course, that's just a start. The typical family saves $500 a month after making the switch. MediShare is a Christian community that has shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it's worked beautifully for decades. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to get your additional savings. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A judge Thursday dropped a third-degree murder charge faced by former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin. He will still face charges of second-degree murder and manslaughter in the May death of George Floyd. The judge ruled that no charges would be dropped against three of Chauvin's former colleagues in the case. They remain charged with aiding and abetting murder and manslaughter. Russia and Iran made desperate attempts to interfere in U.S. elections. That announcement from the Director of National Intelligence, John Ratcliffe. He specifically accused Iran of attempting to sway public opinion with threatening letters to voters in four battleground states. Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana says he's not surprised that Iran attempted to meddle in the election.
He's been very firm with Iran, and it wouldn't surprise me at all to hear the intelligence officials suggest that they in particular were targeting the president.
Russia and Iran are said to have obtained state voter registration lists, which included personal data like email and home addresses. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
NASA says they've made a big discovery about the moon. USA Radio Network's Lance Pry tells us when NASA will spill the beans.
NASA, our national space agency, has an exciting new discovery about the moon Monday. It comes from the Stratospheric Observatory for Infrared Astronomy. It's the world's largest airborne observatory. It's actually a Boeing 747SP plane with a hole cut in it. It's modified to carry the massive telescope. The Stratosphere Observatory can rise above 99% of the atmosphere that blocks infrared wavelengths, allowing it to study the infrared universe. We'll find out more about the discovery on Monday, but NASA makes it clear it will have some bearing on the Artemis program, the plan to send humans back to the moon in 2024.
Lawyers for whistleblower Edward Snowden says he's been granted permanent residency rights in Russia. Snowden has sought asylum in Russia since 2013 when he fled the United States after leaking NSA files that revealed domestic and international surveillance operations. The U.S. has been trying to bring Snowden back to the country to face espionage charges. The Senate Judiciary Committee has voted to issue subpoenas to the CEOs of Facebook and Twitter. The vote comes as a reaction to the platform's blocking of a New York Post story about Hunter Biden. The CEOs will also testify about allegations of anti-conservative bias on their sites at a date yet to be determined. Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey and Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg will join Google CEO next week in testifying before the Senate Commerce Committee about allegations of bias and privacy issues. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.